Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, July 20th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and this is one of the messages that we prepare each weekday morning to encourage others in their walk with Christ. Today's message is titled, The Greatest Perspective, and we have two scriptures, Genesis 1, verse 16, and Psalm 8, verse 4.
And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him?
Today is the 40th anniversary of man's first landing on the moon. I was 14 at the time, and like most, recall that day as a tremendous milestone. If I'm not mistaken, I was visiting my grandparents in Harwood, Missouri at the time of the landing. My grandpa, George Washington Steincross, was born in 1882, and during his adult lifetime, he witnessed, or actually read about, Wilbur and Orville Wright's first manned flight, and then witnessed the many advancements in flight. In fact, he actually flew in an airplane, up to seeing man land on the moon. Well, that's the lesser light, that July day 40 years ago.
As we type our message this morning, the greater light that God made is shining brightly into our home office window, even as we read it right now. Here's a different perspective. What a sense of our puniness when we consider the vast immensity of space, and that thus far, man's greatest achievement is only getting one of our own kind as far as the moon.
Consider today's scripture. Then consider looking up from a field on a clear, cloudless night, overcome by an intense sense of awe toward God, corresponding with an awareness of our own relative insignificance.
We extol God's most massive works at creation as, quote, the work of your fingers, end quote. We recognize that God has set these objects in place. They are not set in place as the result of some big bang or whatever scientific theory is presently in vogue.
The psalmist then considers man. Why is God mindful of us, he seems to wonder. Why does this great creator care for us? The psalmist doesn't answer these questions, and really neither can we. But the scriptures abundantly reveal that God is mindful of us, loves and cares for us, enough so that he gave his Redeemer Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
And that is good news.
In fact, it's by far the greatest news. Today, man's greatest hope is certainly not the achievement of placing a man on the moon or Mars or wherever, but the eternal sacrifice of the one divinely placed on the cross. Whatever circumstances you're dealing with today, we encourage you to immerse yourself in this greatest perspective.
Let's pray together. Father, we contemplate the deep thoughts of the psalmist who asked why you bothered to care for all humanity. We are so small in comparison to the great works of the universe, which you not only created, but also sustain with perfect order, viability, and replenishment day by day, year after year. You know the millions of stars in the galaxy by name, and yet you are moved by the smallest burden that I bear this day. Your power is evident all about me and within me. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made by you, the master designer. Amen.
Amen. It's interesting, I heard today that all three of the astronauts that landed on the moon 40 years ago are still alive. That's kind of an achievement in itself. I'm surely up in their 70s or 80s at this time. Well, we had a busy weekend, and today on our website we do share several photos of our weekend, and we know there are some of our readers and listeners that enjoy these photos and our reflections. They're on our website, today's message, which is dated, of course, Monday, July 20th, 2009. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. You can find the messages either today, if you happen to be reading the message the 20th, or just go back to the previous message to that message. Well, we also have several suggested songs today that seem to go with the message. One is a song that I really only use because of a line that I recall from it that states, "He ever loves and cares for his own." It's a song called, "I Must Tell Jesus an Old Hymn." Perhaps a bit more related to today's message are two songs that one is an old hymn sung by a newer group called New Song, the great hymn, "How Great Thou Art," and then a song by a musician we've come to appreciate named Brian Dorkson called "Creation Calls." This one has some outstanding photography, by the way. It's a YouTube video. Well, again, our blessings upon each listener today. May God fill your heart with an assurance of his steadfast love and encouragement, and may you live your lives for him.